back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some more Wyoming Cowboy football. And we've got Wyoming freshman linebacker Ryan. And, okay, I know you get this a lot. I would like you to pronounce your last name for our listening audience, and then I'll just go by what they call you, Va, okay? If you can pronounce your last name, I'm going to call you Va the rest of the way, all right?
All right, yes, sir. My last name is Natoloi Faupula.
That's just, you know, does anybody on the team, coaches, players, and everything, can they pronounce your last name?
You know, Coach Aaron Bull can pronounce it pretty good. He's probably the closest. Like, right off the bat, he got it fluently. I was really surprised. So, yeah.
So, the head coach's kid can do it.
Yeah.
But not the head. No, I'm just.
Yeah, Coach Bull tried to do it, and he couldn't get it too well.
So how did Va stick out? What's the deal with that nickname? How did that come about?
Oh, that's my middle name. So okay. My middle name is Va Ilisami. So then we just cut the Va. That's what I was called since I was a little kid. So, you know, I thought it'd be a little bit easier to be called Va, you know.
I think that's a lot easier right
oh,
there.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what, you know, where are you from, you know, the heritage and all that? Take us
yes,
through
sir.
That a little bit.
I'm from Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
Originally, my whole family's from SoCal area. Okay. They're all from there, and they moved down to NorCal when I was born in 99.
Okay.
And then from there, my mom met my stepdad,
okay.
who is Inoke. And, he's my stepdad, but, he's my dad. You know,
right.
I call him my dad because, you know, he's all I know. And my family is half of my family is Samoan, and the other half is Tongan.
Okay.
And that's where I get the Polynesian.
I so, gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a awfully proud heritage to be a part of, too. I tell you what, not only the traditional, you know, like Samoan, you think of that. I mean, the big, strong guys running around
yeah.
and everything like that. So, okay, are you the strongest in your family right now, your immediate family?
You know, honestly, I'm probably not the strongest. I'm probably one of the smaller ones in the family.
Okay. Is everybody into sports and football, though, pretty much, you think?
Oh, man, yes. My family's very, very into sports, very competitive. You know, even between our own family, we're pretty competitive. So, yeah.
So when did you get involved with football? You've been playing football your whole life?
No. Actually, I started off as a basketball player.
Okay.
And, you know, I started getting fouled out a lot when I was in about middle school, you know, kind of got a little bit bigger. And I was getting fouled out a lot, so, you know, I thought, man, why did I change my sport? So that's when I got into football, and I started football in eighth grade, and I played guard.
Oh, wow.
I was on the line, and I played guard. So, eighth grade is when I started.
Well, see, you're probably one of the bigger guys, so they always throw the big guys on the offensive line. When did you start playing linebacker?
I started playing linebacker my freshman year.
Okay.
The next year, yeah.
Just a natural fit for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you ever play any offense? Did you go both ways?
Yeah, I did. I played a little tight end my junior year. I did a lot of tight end and usually a blocker, not too much of a route runner.
Right.
And then my senior year, I played a little bit of running back, but also a blocker. So I didn't carry the rock too much.
What's it been like? I mean, you've made an impact. The coaches really like what they see. Every time we get practice updates, your name is coming up a lot. So, you know, obviously you've acclimated yourself to college football, you know, pretty well. How have you been able to do that, Va?
Well, honestly, it started way before I even got here, you know, on my visit. When I came on my visit, I looked around and I made up my mind. As soon as I took my visit, I took no other visits. Called up Coach Bowe and told him, you know, I'm going to commit. So, started from my visit. I kind of had to have a vision to know already, you know, this is what I want to do. So, I'm going to prepare for it. And from there, I started preparing.
Sacramento to Laramie, is it a big difference for you getting adjusted to life in Laramie?
Oh, it's definitely a big difference. Mostly when I first got here, I mean, the place is just, everyone's so nice,
okay.
Obviously. That's what really shocked me. The people are very, very nice and happy people, and, you know, they want to be involved with the community. Sacramento is, it's a great community, don't get me wrong, but everyone's kind of, doing their own thing, in their own walks of life, you know what I mean?
Right. definitely so. Talking to Wyoming freshman linebacker Va, as we say, it has a nice ring to it. Just going by Va right there. You've made an impact to at least the coaching staff, and you've put yourself in position to get some playing time as a true freshman. Was that the goal? Do you want to get out there that first game against Iowa, or is a redshirt impossible for you? When does that decision come down for you?
Oh, man, I definitely want to play. Ever since I started playing ball my freshman year, I had a couple uncles and cousins. They played junior college. Mm-hmm. But, I used to go to the games and watch. I used to just soak it all in. And, I started thinking, like, man, I would love to do that, but at a higher level and see how, if it's JUCO, it was so fun. I wonder how Division I college would be. So from there, I really decided, I want to play first game, true freshman. I want to go out there and try to make an impact for this team.
Do you think that is going to happen? I know you're working for that. You want that to happen. Mm-hmm. And the impact you've made in the fall may suggest that will happen. But, when do you find out if that's definitely the case?
Man, hopefully after fall camp.
Yeah.
We can see what's going to go on. And, I can't really tell the future, but I can tell, I'm going to take it play by play and try my best to make an impact.
But you're doing everything that you can, and it definitely has shown. But, I guess ultimately the decision comes down to what's best for you and everything like that.
Yep.
But I tell you what, you said you came on your visit and you didn't do any other visits. When you met some of your some of the team last year, did you mm-hmm. have an idea how many of those guys are doing some good things in NFL camps right now? I mean, Jacob Hollister, Lucas Waka, Tanner Gentry, some of these guys are in NFL mm-hmm. camps, man.
Yeah, honestly, I really didn't pay attention to any of those things. But, that I felt like that was a big plus, after committing and I started following up, more on Wyoming things and how Wyoming football was going. And then I seen, Tanner Gentry, all those people in the league, but, that was just a plus for me. I wanted to make the decision truly, off of, how I felt, what I mean?
So quarterback Josh Allen, he's getting all that attention from mm-hmm. the NFL and everything, but
yeah.
he's from Fireball. Do you know where Fireball is? Because that's in Northern California, right?
Man, I honestly have never heard of that before.
It probably isn't too far away from Sacramento. I know California's a big place, so it might be a long ways.
Yeah.
What about the junior college you went to, Reedley College? Do you know where that is?
Nope.
that's awesome, man. Good stuff right there. What would it mean to you to run out on that field with the Cowboys on September 2nd in front of, 50, 60,000 people at Iowa? What would that mean to you?
Oh, man, that'd be a dream come true, honestly. It'd be like Man, that'd be unexplainable. I wouldn't know what to say. I'd be lost for words.
Va, excellent to talk with you, man. We appreciate the time, and keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're making an impact, and we appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.